up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, and welcome to this week's New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. Before we get started on this week's program, let me say that I was at the Forum for Blind Citizens Australia held in Victoria over the weekend, in Melbourne, in fact, and it was a really good event. I very much enjoyed it, and I know that a lot of other people did too. I attended the dinner and spoke to several people who said it was a well-run forum and that BCA should be congratulated. So, well done, BCA, for that one. Next year's convention will be held in Melbourne, and at the Victorian Forum, the dates were announced. The 13th to the 15th of October is when it will be held. Today, we revisit an interview I had earlier this year. Ivan Molloy ran the Overseas Services Branch of Blind Citizens Australia for well over 30 years. And I think it's a good time to remind us of the issues that some blind and vision impaired people face in countries that don't have it as lucky as we do. Firstly, why don't you start by telling us a bit about yourself?
Now, I lost my sight when I was aged 11 as a result of two accidents, really. One was as a result of children throwing stones. And then a week or two later, I received a further knock into that particular eye. Then I had to go into hospital. And unfortunately, that affected the other eye. And what is known as sympathetic ophthalmia, caused blindness. And I was age 11 then. I'm in my late 80s now, Vaughan. And of course, I had to attend the school for the blind. And after leaving school, of course, I was teaching Braille and touch typing to the elderly blind and travelled all over Victoria doing that. I was employed by the Braille and Talking Book Library. But then I got into welfare. I worked for the Association for the Blind in those days as a welfare officer stationed on the Mornington Peninsula.
And I understand that you were instrumental in starting up what was originally called the Overseas Cultural Branch. Do you want to tell us about that and your reasons for starting that branch?
Yes, Vaughan. Well, how that came about, Lorraine, that's my wife, we had the opportunity of travelling to Sri Lanka, and I'm going back 40 years ago this year. And I had leave from work and had the opportunity of going over to Sri Lanka, and we'd been put into contact with people over there. They lived in a suburb called Ratmalana, and they were telling Lorraine and I about this school for the blind in Ratmalana. So naturally I wanted to have a look at it, and we went along and had a look. And it's quite a large school. They had over 200 pupils, but they were lacking in a lot of equipment. And so when we returned home, I contacted the Braille and Talking Book Library and organised for a lot of equipment to go there. We went back again about 3 years later, and I was asked then by the principal of the school, would I be willing to come back at a later date and teach the boys all about cricket for the blind and for the girls to learn to play swish. And so I said, well, I'd certainly like to do that. So anyhow, we organised it. And as a result of that, we organised to take a group of vision impaired and blind people over to Sri Lanka in late 1981, 82. We were there over the New Year period. Those blind and vision impaired people came from New South Wales and Victoria. On this occasion, I had met and spoken to several Lions clubs whilst in Sri Lanka, and they assisted us greatly on this particular occasion when we went over with this group. And we played a few exhibition cricket matches, and we also introduced them to playing bowls, indoor bowls. And we wanted to highlight the potential of blind and vision impaired people, of course. On our return home, we thought, well, look, we should do something to assist this school in various ways. So we decided to form this group here, known as the Australian Cultural Branch. So I approached the people who attended the George Vail Centre and explained to them what it was all about and would they be willing to join this group to assist children in Sri Lanka. And of course, yes, they jumped at it. From memory, we had approximately 30 members, and then it began to spread across the third world countries, actually, and we commenced to send what was now what we termed braille paper. Actually, Vaughan, it was Kodak photography paper, and there were quite a number of blind people who used to work at Kodak, actually, and I knew one in particular. He would get the offcuts and use them for brailing on, and he was corresponding with two or three blind people in Africa using this photography paper. So anyhow, we commenced sending this paper away, and of course we also sent other equipment as well. But throughout the years, and we operated for 34 years really, one stage we were actually sending equipment to 26 different organisations for the blind throughout 10 or 11 countries. We were sending to Pakistan, Bangladesh, Fiji, India, and just to name a few. Over the years, Vaughan, we would have sent thousands of dollars worth of braille paper and other equipment. And we had the opportunity, Lorraine, on one of our trips to Sri Lanka, visiting a hostel for the blind. We went down and had a look at this hostel. I had 30 residents in this hostel, and they had one shower.
Wow.
For 30 people. And we actually saw blind people being taken down to the river, nearby river, to have a wash. By this time, the friends whom we originally were staying with, their three teenage daughters had all married and had children of their own by this time. Anyhow, we stayed with one of the daughters and her husband, and he was in the building game, and he said to me, "Uncle," they always referred to us as Uncle and Auntie, "if you go home and raise the money," he said, "for the material, I'll organise to have a new shower block built," and he said, there'll be no labour costs whatsoever.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is, and he built three showers for the ladies, three for the gents, non-skid floor, couple of hand basins in each shower recess, and also a big wash trough outside where they could do their own personal washing. By this time, we had been in contact with a school known as the Tangal School for the Blind, and organised to have mosquito nets, because there's plenty of mosquitoes in Sri Lanka, I can assure you. We also built a fence. They didn't have a fence around this particular the school grounds. They didn't have a fence around it because people would just wander across and animals would wander across. We organised to have a new hostel built for the boys. Those two or three major projects, but there were other major projects as well which took place. Well, most of our members, to be quite honest, most of them probably passed away, 70-80% of them passed away. And others are in care, and there's about five or six of us who remain. We're all getting older, and we found that it's just impossible to carry on. We haven't for the last couple of years. We have not run any fundraising activities. We always had an annual barbecue, Vaughan, up until last year. So I think in total we had 33 annual barbecues, but we used to run other major fundraising activities and conduct various raffles and things, but we've just had to stop it over recent years. So we decided only very recently that, look, we'll just have to call it a day. We've been operating now for 34 years and we just cannot carry on. But just one thing I would like to mention, Vaughan, when we got really involved in sending braille paper. Well, we got our own guillotine thanks largely to the Lions Club of Sandringham. The guillotine cost us $6,000 and we only had to find $1,000, and the Sandringham Lions paid the other $5,000. Now, it was an excellent guillotine. It wasn't a new one, of course, but gee, it was a good guillotine. And we used that for many years, and I had braille markings put on it so as I could operate it myself. And fortunately, I didn't lose any fingers. Once I had retired, which was some years ago, I was putting a lot of time into cutting paper and organising other activities. And we would have working bees periodically. We'd have 10 and 12 people here working bees, our members and a few help, other helpers, and we would wrap and pack the paper and into 2 kilo packs and send it. We would send away probably several thousand packs of this paper annually, and it was all post free. Of course, prior paper going overseas, provided it wasn't going by air. But unfortunately, some of it commenced to go by air to Sri Lanka and some other places, and I realised, well, we should be paying for this. But they weren't saying anything at the Mornington Post Office about us having to pay. So, Vaughan, I didn't say anything about it until they got a new manager at the Mornington Post Office. And the manager contacted me and said she'd like to see me. So anyhow, they explained that, you know, we'd have to pay, not the full rate, but we'd have to pay. And I said, look, we can't afford to do that. I said, no, we can't possibly. Anyhow, I contacted BCA. BCA wrote a letter to Australia Post. And cut a long story short, we had an interview with them here in Melbourne and showed them exactly what we do, the paper, etc. And they said, look, we'll allow you to send it post-free. And what's more, they even went a step further and printed all the custom forms for us.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, that saved us a lot. They printed thousands of them for us. And also, we're very fortunate, Vernon, the help we received. All the wrapping paper for the braille paper was provided free of cost. We through a gentleman we knew, and also a relative of mine was in the printing business, and he printed all the names and addresses of all the organisations whom we were sending to. So we're very, very fortunate.
Ivan, I would like to personally and on behalf of Blind Citizens Australia congratulate you on all of the work that you've undertaken for people in third world countries, especially for blind children, and I wish you well for the future.
Look, I appreciate that, Vaughan. I appreciate the opportunity of having a chat and with you, and I wish you and all the visually and blind people all the very, very best for the future.
And that was Ivan Molloy, who for 34 years convened the Overseas Support Branch, which unfortunately had to close earlier this year. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company on New Horizons this week. Coming up over the next few weeks, we'll be featuring that promised program on the Blind Square GPS technology, and we'll have some other topics which were covered at the Victorian Forum held over the last weekend. As always, if you've got any ideas for New Horizons, send them to me on new.horizons@bca.org.au. new.horizons@bca.org.au. If you'd like to donate to Blind Citizens Australia, you can do that. Look at the website and that'll tell you how, or get in touch with the office, which you can do at any time on email bca@bca.org.au, or by telephone on 1-800-033-660. That's 1-800-033-660. Blind Citizens Australia relies on donations from the community, so anything you can spare will be gratefully accepted. As always, take care until next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.